morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawa. Today is Thursday, February 29th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is His Righteousness for Your Sin Nature. Our text taken from the book of Romans chapter 6 verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Passage says, our opening verse says, sin shall not have dominion over you. This is because the man or woman who's born again is born sin-free. In a previous verse, the Apostle Paul, talking about our righteousness, salvation, and the grace that we've received from God, and how they came about, asked a thought-provoking question. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Paul wasn't referring to himself and the other apostles alone, but to all of us. We are dead to sin. That means sin has no power over you, because the nature of sin was supplanted with the nature of righteousness. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 56 lets us know that the strength of sin is the law, but the very thing that gave life to sin, which is the law, has been abolished by Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 14 to 15 says, for he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. The Lord Jesus has given us victory over sin, death, and the grave. We've been made not just righteous, but the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. See yourself in this light. The unregenerate man, the person who isn't born again, on the other hand, is a sinner by nature and enslaved to sin. He can't but sin, even when he doesn't want to, because he has the nature of sin. But this isn't the case with you. You're righteous by nature. God made it so. Your righteousness is a gift from God, and that righteousness gives you the ability to do right and live right. There's nothing you could have done on your own through your own human perfection to become righteous. Likewise, there's also nothing you can do or not do that'll make you less righteous before God. You are as righteous as Jesus is righteous, because he substituted his righteousness for your sin nature. Hallelujah! Please take this confession with me. Being justified by faith, I have been made righteous. I'm sin-free because Christ has given me a new life. He substituted his righteousness for my sin nature. Now I'm alive to God and live unto righteousness. I'm washed, I'm sanctified, I'm justified. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. Amen. For further study, please read Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 14. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, you are as righteous as Jesus is righteous, because he substituted his righteousness for your sin nature. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.